Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Courtney, and I'm doing a quality assurance call on the Deborah Rivera lawsuit
yes,
on a recorded
ma'am.
line.
Yes.
This is on a recorded line, and this was in regards to for you or for a loved one?
For me.
Okay. And
but
can I
get off the other line real fast?
Yeah, you can put me on hold for a second.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So this was for you. Is it Miko?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after using Depo-Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing today with everything?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah. So you wanted to see if you meet the criteria, correct, to participate in the lawsuit, and then you didn't have an attorney at this time?
I do not.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or any advice from any other law firm regarding this matter, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You are a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And you were diagnosed with a meningioma tumor after using Depo-Provera for at least a year, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And you're filing for yourself. Do you know what is your date of birth?
6/27/69.
6/27/1969?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was your date of diagnosis?
They diagnosed me in, was it, let me think, because it's been so much.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course. I know it's hard to remember everything, and again, it's to the best of your knowledge, too. Like, there's some other dates you have to go over. If any time you think that you don't know the date, it's really, the attorneys are going to pull medical records. So they just want to get an idea. So if something's wrong, don't think, like, they can update it once you speak with them, too.
Okay. We're like in 2000.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, so hold on one second. Date of diagnosis has to be after 2000. Okay, so actually, that's fine. Okay, so do you know, to the best of your knowledge, was it? Do you know the date, like the month, day, and year?
Well, you know what? Actually, it wasn't 2000. Actually, what happened was I started taking the shots in 2000. I wasn't diagnosed with that until 2004.
Okay, so I think it has to be, hold on one second. Hold on one
okay.
second. Okay, so let me go ahead and just go through this really quick. You only use the consumer brand injectable Depo-Provera, correct?
Uh-huh.
And then you never switched prior to a generic brand for a minimum of a year?
No.
Okay, so you can confirm you use Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year, and that
yeah.
you can confirm 4 injections prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You used Depo-Provera between the years of January 1992 to present date, correct?
To the present, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say 92, but yeah, you said
okay.
to the yeah.
Yeah, just in between that time. And then did you
yeah.
have any family or friends or anybody you know who was diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after using Depo that needed help filing a claim?
I knew someone, but I don't know if she filed a claim or not.
Okay, you can always pass on my information, okay? Is this your direct cell phone number, 708-822-8500?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to text you from a 949 phone number right now, which is a direct line to my desk. Again, okay. My name is Courtney, and I will be your intake specialist moving forward, Nico. So hold on one second. And last name is Stewart, correct?
Uh-huh.
All right. Let me just send you my info so you have it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so as we figure out the data diagnosis, you started using it, you said, in 2000. Do you know when in 2000 you started using it? Like, what time of year?
It was in March of 2000. I started the shots then.
Okay. So in March, what time in March? Like, beginning of the month, end of the month?
I want to say, it was the beginning of the month.
Like the 1st, the 5th?
Let me think. Nope, it was the 16th.
The 16th?
I want to say it was March 16th.
Okay, I'll put March 16th, 2000. That's fine. And you approximately used it for, 4 or 5 years? Did you stop?
I used it for 4 years.
Okay, you stopped using it when, 2004 or 2005?
No, in June of 2004.
Okay, when in 2004 did you stop using it?
No, that was at the beginning of June. So I don't know the exact date, but I know it was the beginning.
So if you had to, the best of your knowledge, pick a date, which date would you put?
June 5th.
Okay. So June 5th, 2000. And then you weren't diagnosed with the meningioma till after June, correct? So was that in 2005 that you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed with it. And I was diagnosed with it in 2004 in July.
So a month later. Let me just make sure, because it might be July what?
July 10th. That's okay. That I remember.
Okay, because the new qualifications, I think it's if in case of death it had to have occurred after 2005. So it used to be within 5. And then what state are you calling from?
Illinois.
Just want to make sure that I don't waste your time, that you can qualify. Okay. We have the law firm has new requirements, so I just want to make sure. Can you confirm your gender?
Female.
Okay. And then what is your marital status? Single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And then your first name is M-I-K-O. Last name is Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Yep.
Do you have a suffix in your name? Are you a junior or senior?
No.
Okay, and then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
361-56-36-96.
A lot of sixes. Okay, 361-56-36-96.
Yeah.
Okay, then I have mikos_10@yahoo as your email. The 708 phone number is your primary mobile phone. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Well, it varies. I work, and I work all day just about.
Should just put morning, or what would you like me to put?
Evening. That'll be after 7:30 at night.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
14230 South LaSalle Street, Riverdale, Illinois.
Okay. 14230.
Yeah. South LaSalle. LaSalle.
Say it one more time.
South LaSalle. LaSalle Street.
Okay. Chicago, Chicago, Illinois. And is this a house or is there a unit number? It's a house?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was 14230 South.
Yeah.
Okay. LaSalle. Okay. Cook County, and then your zip code was?
60827.
60827?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for some reason it didn't populate. Okay. All right, we have that street. Who was your diagnosing doctor? Who was your neurologist?
I'm in Riverdale, if it don't populate. I mean, you know.
Okay, let me see if this, it's still not populating. So let's. 14230 South LaSalle Street.
Yeah, Riverdale, Illinois.
Okay, that's why. There we go. That's why we had the address wrong. 60827.
Mm-hmm.
Cook County. Okay, that's why. Okay, Cook County, Illinois, 60827. Okay, I got it. Yeah, I had the wrong address, so I'm glad you just confirmed that. Okay, who is your diagnosing doctor? Who is your neurologist that discovered the meningioma?
My doctor was Dr. Robin Bowman.
Robin.
B-O-W-M-A-N.
B-A-N?
B-O-W-M-A-N.
Okay, hold on. Okay, first, what's the doctor's first name? Say it one more time.
Robin.
R-O-B-I-B.
Yeah, R-O-B-I-N.
Uh-huh.
Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N.
Okay, and were they located in, they're located in Chicago, Illinois. What was
They're located.
Go ahead.
And it's not Chicago, it's a suburb.
Well, his office is in Chicago. That's why I'm just going to get his office first. Was he the treating doctor as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Where were you treated at? What was there a hospital or facility?
Yeah,
that you were
Vista Medical Center, East.
Okay. Did you ever have any prior diagnoses of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then, bear with me. Yeah, it's in, how do you say it? Waukegan? I'm going to say this.
Waukegan.
Yeah. Sorry, I butchered that. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm not very good at breaking down the words.
No, that's okay.
Okay. All right. And Robin Bowman was your treating doctor. Who was your prescribing doctor? Who was the one giving you the depo?
Who gave me that? You want the one who gave who was giving me this shot?
Yeah. Like, were you getting it from like a?
That was my same. It was the same doctor. Yeah, it was the same doctor.
No, that's your neurologist. No,
yeah.
This would be like your primary doctor or like an OBGYN.
Oh, you want my primary care doctor, Dr. Howard?
What was Dr.
That's
Howard?
The one who, she the one who preferred me, I mean, referred me to Dr. Bowman.
Okay. Dr. Howard what?
What you mean, Dr. Howard? That's my primary care.
What, do they have a first name or is Howard their first name or last name?
Oh, that's their last name.
What's their first name? Do you know?
Nope. I know it started with a C.
Let's see. In Illinois. Is it Sherlanda, nurse practitioner,
that could be it.
Yeah, that is it. Sherlanda, yeah. Family medicine. Okay. All right. And then was she the one who was giving you the injections back in 2000?
No, it was Dr. She gave me the shots and she referred me to Dr. Bowman. Bowman is the one who diagnosed me with it.
Yeah, but so she was the one giving the injections back in 2000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was the one that was diagnosing you with your neurologist.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second. All right, and then bear with me really quick while I get this information on your, and she's Advent Medical Group. Okay, what was, it was Vista Medical Center, sorry. Was Dr. Shalonda, where was she, or Dr. Howard, where were they located? Where did you see her at? Like, what was there a hospital, or was she located in?
In Chicago, in South Holland.
Yeah, I found it. 100 West 162 Street. Okay, I found her. And she is with. She's very pretty. Okay, and then she is with. Let's see. Advocate Health. Advocate Health.
Now, you know that she's just my primary.
Yeah.
She's not my gynecologist, though.
Who's your gynecologist?
My gynecologist is Dr. Randall Gordon.
Okay, hold on. That's, I need him too, so that's perfect. Okay, and just bear with me. I just have to get this information.
Yeah, she just referred me to
him.
The neurosurgeon.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Hold on one second. Oh. Where are you? Dr. Randall. And that's, he's in Illinois. Is it snowing in Illinois yet?
No, thank goodness. But we're supposed to be getting hit soon.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Somewhat. We did a grab bag, so that made it a lot easier.
Yeah. You got a lot of kids?
Oh, no. My son is 29.
Oh, yeah. You got big kids. I got little kids. I got... Oh. I got a 7 and an 8-year-old, so I'm like in the thick of it.
I'm just getting ready to say that. You right there, baby.
I don't have a choice.
No. Matt, yeah, he's 29. He don't want anything. He said he just want to have a good time. I said, well, I'm right.
Yeah. Oh, you can't ask. Yeah, that's great. You can't ask for, you know, anything better than that.
No.
Mine just want everything. And it's like one of their birthday, my oldest's birthday is like next month. So it's like, I always overbuy for him. And so like, as I'm wrapping, I'm pulling things out. Like, okay, you can have this next for your birthday.
Okay.
I was like, they're so spoiled anyways, you know, not even just me. It's like, I have a huge family. My family's actually from Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're from Cook County. Yeah. Cook. My grandpa's from there, but they get so much stuff from my family that it's like they don't need all this crap, you know?
Mm-hmm. And my sister's birthday is on Christmas. I have a nephew whose birthday is on Christmas Eve, and I have a niece that's the day after Christmas.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're busy.
Yeah, so we get together on Christmas Eve and celebrate them all.
Yeah, my other son's birthday is tomorrow, and then one's in January. So, yeah, it's crazy. What was the pharmacy that you use to get your prescription? Did you go through the hospital with Dr. Randall Gordon? Okay. So Advocate South Hospital, their pharmacy, is that what you used?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you take it to them and then they inject you or however.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And... Okay, and then what type of treatment did you have to undergo due to your meningioma? Did you have surgery? Did you have...
I had a craniotomy.
So, yeah.
That was
brain surgery. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you do radiation, chemotherapy?
Yep.
Okay.
I did radiation therapy.
Okay. Do you know when you had that surgery?
Like, yeah,
Or to the best of your knowledge?
Well, that was in like, that was still in 2004.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the treatment started in 2004.
And then you did continued radiation and everything
mm-hmm.
for the next, what, year or two?
I did the radiation for like 6 weeks, four to five times a week.
Okay. For 6 times a week.
I did it for 6 weeks, four
okay.
to five times a week.
Four times. 6 weeks, okay. And then what type of symptoms did you have? Did you have like the headache, nausea, lightheaded, blurred vision?
Actually, yeah, I had blurred vision.
Hearing loss.
Yep, memory loss.
Loss.
Headaches and, man.
Yeah, that's horrible. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. I'm glad you're doing better today. Did you have copies of your medical records, or could you get them if needed or obtain them?
Yeah, I could get them if needed.
Okay, and you could provide them either electronically or through the mail if needed?
Okay.
So they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This is just to ensure that the case can be continued for you and your loved ones. Typically, they will only do this if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. Is it you can put someone that lives with you or doesn't? Who would you like to put?
I could put my brother.
Okay, and then what's his name?
Scott. S-C-O-T-T.
That's my brother's name. How funny.
Oh, get out of here.
Is his last name Stewart as well?
Thompson.
T-H-O-M-A.
C-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
S-O-N. And then what's his phone number?
773-909-7379.
Yeah, that's my brother. That's right above me. And he's like the one I'm closest to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's my brother. He's right above me. I have two sisters and one brother.
Oh, I have all brothers. I'm the only girl.
Oh, look at you.
Okay, and then, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just summarize the case for you, and then I'm going to go ahead, we're almost done, and then I'm going to go ahead and send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. It's really easy to do if you've done DocuSign agreements before.
Yeah.
If not, you can put me on speakerphone. I'll walk you through it anyways. But just to summarize, Miko, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor, and that was after using the Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of a year. You didn't have an attorney at this time, and you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yeah, I do not have an attorney. Did you say
okay.
that?
Yeah. Oh. You did not have an attorney, yeah. And then your date of birth was June 27th, 1969?
Yep.
Okay. You said you would pass your information to anyone you knew with Depo-Provera. Your date of diagnosis was 7/10/2004. To the best of your knowledge, you did use the brand name Depo-Provera. You could confirm at least for a minimum of 1 year, 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. Approximately started using it 3/16/2000. Stopped using it 6/5/2004. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have Miko Stewart, social 361-56-3696, correct?
Right. Now, it was the Depo-Provera shot, but the brand name was by Pfizer.
Yeah, that's the manufacturer, but the brand
oh, okay.
name, yeah, that's just how they, yeah, that's who, that. So that's basically who they're going after is the manufacturer. They're not going over, like, your doctors or hospitals or anything like that. They didn't know. Obviously, this is the manufacturer that knew what was in the product and was
oh, okay.
providing it. So that's who the attorneys go after with mass tort, so you just understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you did not have any cancer diagnosis prior. Mm-hmm. I have your doctors as Robin Bowman as your diagnosing and treating doctor, and then we have your prescribing doctor, your OBGYN as Randall Gordon, and then your other doctor was Shalonda Howard.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have that you did have your brain surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy, pain management, targeted continued treatment for four times a week, 4 to 5 times a week for 6 weeks. some of your symptoms, changing vision, headaches, hearing loss, memory loss. You did have your medical records.
Weight gain.
Okay, I can put that in there. And then your emergency contact was Scott Thompson, your brother, okay?
Yep, and I don't know if you have put it, so I don't know. I was listening to you with the with doctors. The doctors, I don't know if you, the gynecologist was giving me the shot, so I thought you said something else.
Yeah, that's who I put. I've listed all the doctors so that they know. But no, yeah, I put the gynecologist was the one who was giving the shot, and then who your primary care doctor was and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's happening right now is the system's going to generate the documents. I'm going to text it to you because that's the easiest way for you to open it.
Mm-hmm.
As you're going through the documents, just make sure everything is spelled right and everything looks good. What you're going to want to do is, you know, accept, review, and sign. It's going to ask you to sign with your finger, and then you're going to tap the field where it's asking you to sign, and then once you come across the finish button, let me know. I'm going to send you the attorney's information in a moment while you're doing that, okay?
Okay.
So I just sent it, so you should be receiving it.
I have it.
Okay. So yeah, just let me know if you have any questions or need help.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Take your time. Put me on speakerphone or whatever is easiest for you.
Yeah, that's on speaker. Okay, so I'll just, oh, it says start, so hit start.
Press start, yeah.
Okay, I'm just pulling it up so I can see it.
Yeah, take your time.
Just one. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see if I can.
It may ask you to use your finger to sign. So just so that you know, you have to like use your pinky or something to adopt and sign a signature. And then there's like a little box you have to click to adopt
yeah.
a signature.
Okay, then it says, okay, fine, let me do it again. It says initial.
Yeah, so you're going to tap the little field where it's asking you to initial, and it should
yeah.
generate your signature for you.
Right. I'm trying to, it's not.
Did you, so when you press, before you press start, did you draw your signature and then press like accept and check the little box?
I don't think so. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know what it's doing. Let me see.
Go back to the beginning.
Hit yes.
Yes. Press continue. And then what does it say?
And I'm allowing. And then I'm going to hit continue. And then it says, please review and act on these documents.
Press, okay, accept, yes.
Continue.
Is there a little box at the bottom that has like a checkbox you have to put in?
Let me see.
It's crazy. Every DocuSign is different. So like I always try to walk people through it. Sometimes it's a little difficult, so I apologize.
Okay, now this is all of the, that's a finish. I don't want to finish. I want to start. I'm going to.
Well, you might have signed them all. So if it says finish, did you tap it?
No, I didn't sign them all. I'm looking at it because I didn't even initial.
Once you draw your signature, press accept. Then you just have to click the little yellow boxes, and it'll adopt and sign the signature for you.
Right, no, I'm doing it. I'm doing it now. Give me 1 second.
And it's gonna send you a PDF file of this too to your email, so you have records of everything we talked about.
Okay, I'm doing it now. What is it doing? You would see if I'm finished, if I did it all correctly, right?
Yeah. When you press finish, it'd say you're done signing or something.
Okay, yeah, it says you're done signing.
Okay, yeah. So let me look.
And then I'm going to hit continue.
Okay. Let me look. Yeah, you finished it.
Okay.
Yeah, good job. I know, it gets kind of tricky. So now that you've completed it, it asks you if you want to download it. It's totally up to you. It does send you, regardless,
uh-huh,
the DocuSign agreement that you just completed to your email. Uh-huh. It does send it to your email, so you'll have records if you need to print it out or save, you know?
Okay.
And then also, basically, like, just before we wrap up the call, I'm going to emphasize, like, how important you are in this whole process. This is your case. We can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. So make sure, you know, that you keep an eye out for their phone number. This is a legal agreement, so you don't want to discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you, okay? So
okay.
I sent you their contact information. Someone from the law offices of Pulaski Law or Robin Law will be calling you, and
mm-hmm.
they're going to call you from that 909 phone number. So the
okay.
first number that texts you, the 949 number, is my number. Save that as Courtney, your intake specialist. And then the 909 number is going to be the law firm. Save that number. They will be calling you within as soon as 48 hours, up to like maybe a week or so, okay?
Okay.
So give or take, you know, within the next 2 weeks, you will be receiving a call, okay, after tomorrow. Now, again, I shouldn't say that. They should be calling you within any time from now, within 2 weeks. Now, any other...
And that's from a 909 number.
The 909 number I sent you, yeah, in the text message.
Oh, in the text message.
I sent it to you in a text message, yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. And you... Oh, good, that's the doctor you signed. I just want to get yours...
Yeah, so you see,
from 949.
Yes, 949-386-1950. That's the direct line to my desk.
Okay.
So you can call me or text me anytime if you have any questions regarding the case, okay?
Okay, so you didn't text me another number, though, right?
No, I sent you a second message. Here, I'll text you. I'll just text you the phone number. It's 909. Hold on 1 second.
Wait a minute, I'm gonna save you now. You're Courtney.
Yeah, I'm Courtney.
909-386-1950.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then from my phone number, I text you 909-906-3862. That's the law firm. So save
okay.
that number as law firm.
Okay. Wait 1 second. Your number. Okay. Courtney, and you're from, who are you again?
I'm with Mass Tort Strategies. My job is I'm your legal intake to get you with your attorney, connected to the attorneys. We build your report for the attorneys, basically.
So I could put you down. I could just put attorney.
Well, I'm not your law. I'm not a law. I'm not
no,
your
I know.
Attorney. Yeah, but if whatever makes it easier for you.
Yeah. Okay. So I got you there, Courtney, but I didn't get.
Okay. Right. Do you have a pen?
I don't. Give me a second. I'm going to put you in my phone. I mean, put them in my phone.
Well, under the text messages that I sent you, you don't see the 909 phone number I sent you?
No, because this is the only text I got. It says, hello, this is Courtney Kay, your intake specialist regarding Depo Provera lawsuit. And then it has your number and
that's it?
Your
I wonder why it hasn't gone through yet because I sent it to you. Okay.
Nope. I guess. And so, hold on, I'm going to get to...
You know what I'll do too right now because I have your email. I'll email you this too. But you grab a pen and I'll send it.
If they don't email me because I'm bad with my email.
Okay, then I won't. Okay. Just grab a pen and I'll give you the phone number.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 909.
Uh-huh.
906.
Uh-huh.
3862.
Okay.
And that's the law offices of Robin Law or Pulaski Law, which is Pulaski.
Law office of Robin?
Robin Law, co-counsel Pulaski Law. I think it's Russian. I don't know what it is. But so anyways, yeah. If at any time you need to get connected to the attorneys and you can't, just contact me. I can get you connected. But did you have any questions regarding anything?
Not right now.
Okay. Well, if you think of anything, you can text me or call me, whatever's easier for you.
Okay.
Okay. And if I don't answer, I'm on the line or I'm busy, I'll call you back within, you know, within that day if it's not the weekend.
Okay.
I'm pretty quick. If you text me, I'm pretty quick back in.
Okay. If they call me and I miss they call, I could call them back.
Yeah, just call them back. Yeah. And if at some time, you know, you call them back, you don't hear from them within like, I don't know, 24 hours, call me directly and then I'll see what's up going on with the case. Cause I can always see what your updates are.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And my heart goes out to you, Miss Stewart. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. And I'm so sorry that you had to go through everything that you went through, but you're a survivor.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You got that right. Thank you so much, Courtney.
All right. Well, you have the merriest Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.